My name is Nick Chafoko. I'm from the Geosciences Group at the Pacific Northwest Nation Laboratory, and together with Samira Darouk from the University of Florida, we worked together to put together this special session on climate change impacts on soils, and especially on the soil carbon. I am coming from Pacific Northwest Nation Laboratory. As part of the Pacific Northwest Nation Laboratory, we have there the Environmental Molecular Sciences Laboratory, where there is a lot of activities and research activities going on in terms of addressing many aspects of the soil carbon fate and things related to climate change effects on soils. There will be a special talk today at in the afternoon given by Dr. Nancy Hess, so I encourage you guys to come and learn more about the Environmental Molecular Sciences Laboratory, which is a user facility, and people can apply for instrument time and use the fantastic instrument that we have there. I wanted to give you some sort of introductory remarks related to the climate change effect on soils. We are all aware of the fact that the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has continuously increased from 1958, at least, from the time where the first measurement was taken at the Mauna Loa Observatory in the main highland in Hawaii. And you guys are probably familiar with the Keeling curve that shows the changes of the carbon CO2 concentration in the atmosphere as a function of time. And it was like 2 or 3 months ago when, for the first time, I saw the reading of 403 parts per million, which is the highest I've ever seen recorded at this observatory. And the trend is kind of interesting, is increasing, and it looks to me that it probably will continue to increase. And that is one of the indications that the climate is changing in our planet, because as the concentration of CO2 changes in the atmosphere, then the temperatures may become warmer and warmer. But we as soil scientists, of course, we are faced with many challenges. And some of the challenges that we are faced are summarized in this slide here. So the soil responses to the climate change would be multifaceted because of the presence of an intricate network of simultaneous coupled and or sequential chemical, biological, and hydrological reactions and processes that usually occur in soils. Secondly, these reactions and processes are often time-dependent. And third, chemical elements, nutrients, and contaminants involved in these reactions and processes are distributed in soil in three different phases in soils, in the solid phase, liquid phase, and in the gas phase, which makes things even more complex. And in addition, scale-dependent effects related to the solid phase mineralogical, chemical, physical, and spatial heterogeneities add more to the complexity. And of course, climate change variables and extremes induced so far really poorly understood and interconnected long-lasting effects on soils. The other thing that I wanted to actually point out to this auditorium is that there is a variety of climate change-related variables that we have to pay attention to. And they are listed here: higher temperatures, changes in daily, seasonal, and interannual temperatures, changes in the wet-dry cycles, intensive rainfall, and or heavy storms, and others that are related here, that are actually presented here. And there are a variety of soil-related consequences as a result of those, or in response to those variables. In addition, every study that we undertake should be a scale-dependent study, because these processes and reactions, they occur at different scales, and there is a need for upscaling activities. So the studies should be conducted at different temporal scales and at different, of course, spatial scales. And these were just some introductory remarks, and I'm sure that the excellent scientists and researchers that we have invited today to talk to you guys will present some ideas, and in addition, they will present some future development or some future needs for research work in this really interesting and important research area. I wanted to stress a couple of other activities that we intend to do during today's special session and in the days to come or weeks to come. First, today there is a panel discussion that would occur at around 3:45, that I would actually invite all of you guys to come and discuss different aspects of climate change effects on soils and the carbon cycle. Secondly, we would love to prepare a kind of paper that would present ideas as to where the research work needs to be focused in the future. We have asked the presenters to present one slide on that, but in addition, we are now asking everybody that is attending this special session to come to us and talk to us if you guys have ideas, and if you guys want to actually be part of this effort. In addition, we are thinking that it may be good to publish a book with different chapters that address different aspects of climate change effect on soils. And again, if you do have an interest on that, please come and talk to me or Samira during all session today. Thanks again for coming. And I'm really looking forward to the fantastic speakers and researchers.
Thank you, Nick.